Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever met someone and liked them immediately? Not in a romantic way, but in a connected, warm, gosh, I'd love to have coffee with that person way. Some people are just likable. Others seem to think well of them without much effort on their part. And being likable can have its benefits, says Jenny Wu, founder and CEO of Mind Brain Emotion and creator of 52 Essential Relationship Skills, an emotional intelligence training game. It does have a payoff and it matters, she says, noting that being likable helps you connect with others. When you can do that, you can communicate better and connect with people who are different from you, both of which can help you be more effective in the workplace. But there's a fine line between working on your likability and ease of connection versus people-pleasing, which can be detrimental, she adds. And it might not be surprising that likable people have some habits and traits that help them connect. The most likable people are not thinking about their likability, says social interaction expert Patrick King, author of The Science of Likeability, 27 Studies to Master Charisma, Attract Friends, Captivate People, and Take Advantage of Human Psychology. King says likable people are instead present and just focused on the conversation, listening and being curious about their conversation partner. In other words, they are focused on creating a connection rather than their own impression or image management. In the workplace, Wu says likability increases when people give credit where it's due. It's about sharing the spotlight, she says. While someone might not be conventionally gregarious and outgoing or might have a difficult personality, giving credit to someone who worked on a project or came up with an idea makes them feel valued, and that goes a long way toward likability. Showing up as who you truly are can enhance your likability, says executive coach J. Victor McGuire, founder of Coaching for Everyone, a nonprofit organization that offers affordable, high-quality coaching programs to BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and people of color individuals. People are generally drawn to individuals who are genuine and who are transparent, he says. Coaches who are authentic in their interactions, for example, seem to be more trustworthy and relatable. Authentic people may be seen as more trustworthy and reliable, too. McGuire says that people tend to like others who are caring and empathetic. When you show other people that you care about their well-being and feelings, you become more likable, he says, adding, this helps build a strong, trusting relationship with others. Being a good listener and helping people feel heard also enhances likability, King says. He builds rapport through listening and being curious. Never interrupt unless you are adding on to what they are saying and agreeing with them. And after you interrupt, you have to hand the microphone back to them. Many interruptions are self-serving, he says. Another tip, make sure that you are asking at least one question about the other person for every 3 times you talk about yourself. This helps maintain balance and creates a feeling that you actually care, he says. People tend to like you more when you're straight with them, even if the news isn't great. That's according to a 2023 study published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, which also reveals that ambiguity can hurt your likability, as it may be perceived as a way to dodge the truth. The study found that when people are ambiguous with their language, even when it's to soften the blow, others make personality judgments about them, finding them less warm, less extroverted, and more cautious. There is an important point about likability that can't be ignored, Wu mentions. It's an area where bias can creep in. You absolutely have to be mindful of stereotypes and biases that exist, she says, whether they're related to your gender, your preferences, your culture, heritage, how you look, your race. Some people feel like they need to code switch or hide or change some aspect of themselves to fit in or not seem threatening. That can take its toll, Wu says. However, that awareness can also help you handle issues when they arise and leave a memorable impression when you break through stereotypes or preconceived notions and achieve connection and understanding, she says. And that concept cuts both ways. We should look for such biases in ourselves. Being open to new ideas is also about being open to other people's ideas and opinions, Wu explains. When we find ourselves not liking a person, it's important to explore why. Sometimes there are legitimate reasons, Wu adds, but sometimes the issues are rooted in different cultures, communication styles, or other issues that can be overcome when we're aware of them. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.